Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Mark, how would you describe the front page, the main feature of freetalklive.com?
Well, it's a user-driven news aggregator, I think is probably the way that internet guys would describe it. Basically, you mosey about the internet. You find some story that you think's important that other people should find important. You list it there at freetalklive.com with a little blurb about it, and people will vote it up, vote it down. The stories they like the most will be at the top, and the stories they don't, I don't know, they're somewhere off the page or something.
Yeah, so get over there, get interactive. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Of course, we will take your phone calls about anything. Coming up here tonight, a disturbing story out of Montana, where the Republican Party is looking at doing something that is, what I think, pretty outrageous.
I think the Republicans are likely to get swept in across the country. They probably haven't been swept out in Montana at all. So
probably not.
But this big year for the Republicans.
So we'll see what it is they're proposing here in a little bit. But first to the phones and the fun. Kurt is in Michigan on the amp lines. Hello, Kurt. Kurt, are you with us? Oh, wait, I have you muted. Let's try again. Hello, Kurt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is the conversation we had last week about stolen property.
Okay.
And it was also referenced a couple of days ago when you had Sean on. You started talking about the stolen animals.
Right. To bring our listeners up to speed, the gist of that conversation, it was a lengthy one, had to do with you were advocating that if somebody steals something from you and is sold, that product or whatever it is was stolen from you, and then the person who stole it sells it to an unknowing party, the third party not being aware that the product is stolen, you believe that the third party has some sort of obligation to return that product to you.
Yes.
And our position was, Mark, how would you
A certain amount of diligence that must be taken by the property owner, and when the property owner fails because their property has been stolen, that the onus of responsibility falls on the thief, not on the person who bought it, a person who bought it in good faith. I mean, if you're buying it out of the back of a trunk of a car, like maybe you aren't buying it in good faith. But if somebody buys something in good faith, that it's theirs, and whether you can show ownership over it or not, you know, they'd be out the money that they paid for it.
Yeah, and I think that we came up with some good market-based solutions that could work, I think, to make as many of the parties happy as possible in the process, considering that presuming at least the thief can be found and taken to arbitration, that there could be some ways to encourage the third party who is unknowing to sell that product back to the original owner, and so on and so forth. So I thought that we'd come to some level of a decent midpoint. But what was on your mind tonight?
Well, I just have a couple of questions. You know, I always like to ask questions to find out. You know, I try to paint people into corners. So I'll try to paint you into a corner here.
Do your damnedest.
Can I transfer a right that I do not possess?
I would say no. You cannot transfer a right that you do not possess.
Okay. At what point does stolen property become the rightful property of the thief?
It doesn't.
Okay. So if I don't have an ownership right in that, how can I create an ownership right by selling it?
Well, because you
two wrongs don't make a right, correct?
That makes
because
sense.
If I steal something from somebody that's wrong, and if I sell something to somebody that's stolen, it's defrauding, so there's two wrongs, and then that somehow creates a right of ownership in that third person.
And you're starting from the premise, I get what you're saying, but you're starting from the premise that you actually own things. And what I'm trying to tell you, Kurt, is you don't own anything, because everything that exists comes from something that is stolen. Whether wood comes from land.
No rights are ever justly acquired.
No property right in this world is ever justly acquired, because people were killed, maimed, wars were fought, and all these are acts of aggression. So when you're talking about the United States,
I have no property rights whatsoever.
The United States was stolen from the Indians, largely through through lies.
It is your contention. I have zero property rights in anything.
It is not my contention. No, I believe that you, in fact,
all been stolen, Mark.
No, I'm taking your. Kurt, I'm taking your premise, and I believe it to be flawed because you wouldn't actually have – because everything's been stolen. I believe, in fact, that you do own your property, that you have all rights to your property because you paid for it and you bought it in good faith.
And that's where that's my starting point.
Right. So you
– my starting point is my watch belongs to me. I purchased it from an authorized Movado dealership.
Okay. But the gold –
Somebody steals it from me. And then sells it to somebody else. Now, they have no property right in my watch, but they can then transfer that property right to another person by defrauding them. Two wrongs make a right.
The point that I'm making here, Kurt, is that, and you seem to be dodging me, is that, yes, I agree that you own your watch, but if we're using your premise, the gold contained within that watch has likely in the past been stolen, taxed, or something, in some way or another.
Never
has been stolen.
It can't be newly mined gold?
If it is, it's in the ground that was likely stolen from some indigenous people who lived on it.
So you do not believe in homesteading?
What are you talking about, homesteading? I don't believe in killing people to get property.
Well, homesteading is applying labor to previously unused property or an aspect of previously unused property and acquiring an ownership in that.
Right.
So if the Aborigines or the indigenous people are not drilling for gold but are hunting on the property and you dig for gold, then you have a ownership in the ability to dig for gold there. Now, you may not have an ownership in the hunting rights, but in order to dig for gold, you have an ownership. And you have
Mark,
ownership
I wish you wouldn't
gold.
Go back into the past to try to counter what Kurt has to say. I think we should just stay here right now in the present. And, Kurt, what you're suggesting is that two wrongs make a right. And, no, I don't agree with that.
Well, I think the third party
No, that's not what I'm saying. The third party did not do wrong by purchasing a product in good faith.
They were wronged. They were defrauded.
They may have been defrauded, but they got what it was they were paying for. It didn't seem like fraud to them.
Can I be held responsible for the wrongdoings of another person?
Why would you be held responsible for the wrongdoings of another person?
Okay, because if I am required to buy that property back from the person who was also wronged, instead of the person who wronged them recompensing them, I am required to recompense them to get my property back.
No. Hold on. Nobody's requiring you to do anything. The third party may not be willing to sell that property.
They have an ownership right in it because that ownership could not be transferred under fraud.
They have an ownership right because they bought it in good faith, Kurt.
But, again, if they bought it from somebody who does not have the ownership right in it, that person cannot transfer that right to somebody else because they do not have that right.
Stamp your feet all you want, Kurt. All I hear is indignance in your voice. The idea would be that you would be you believe you have a right to take something from someone who believes they purchased it legitimately. And I understand that there's a breakdown there and that it seems wrong to you, and I understand that, but you should have taken more care with how you kept your keepsake.
So how subtly can a woman dress and expect not to be raped?
Because
if she dresses in a burqa, she probably won't be raped. So she just
What's that supposed to mean? Rape happens in the Middle East. What do you mean? How's this relevant?
What I'm saying is that regardless of how I protect it, what is mine is mine. And if somebody takes it under any level of security, it's still mine. And it's not you're blaming the victim for being stolen from. And that's wrong.
No.
You don't blame the victim
yes,
of a crime.
The victim
what
can be.
Is
the victim absolutely.
Enough, so therefore, it's my fault that it got stolen.
Kurt, the victim absolutely can be wrong, and it can be their fault they get stolen from. If I take my convertible car and I park it downtown and it's full of cash, and I just leave the keys in it, like likely somebody's going to steal some cash or the car or something like that.
And they would be wrong.
And stamp your feet about it, but you shouldn't have left that stuff out in the open.
You've got an onus of responsibility when you have something, you need to protect it.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't feel like rehashing that discussion any further. But you're welcome to comment if you'd like to add into it at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. you rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial up. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, you can enjoy our website, by the way. Lots of the stuff there. It's all free. In fact, the whole site is free for you, including our webcam. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen and chat, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all at the same time over at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's courtesy of Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, and they're up to 99% off of list price. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. There's some pretty outrageous news out of Montana as far as what the Republicans are planning on doing out there. We'll get to that, but first, your phone calls. Let's go to David listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Hello, David.
Hello, is this Mark?
Mark's here, and this is Ian. Hello there.
I'm good. I wanted to continue the discussion about the fellow's stolen property. I'm not sure what was it that was stolen.
This is a theoretical conversation, but you know, we can talk about whatever you'd like being stolen.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was a real one. Well, Hank, I don't know what your listening audience is like, but I was prompted to call because that there is no more well-settled process in Anglo-Saxon law and in law in this country and the states that a thief cannot pass title to anything that he steals, and the owner is actually always able to recover the stolen property from a bona fide purchaser who bought it from a thief. Your red convertible full of cash.
Yes.
Did you left the keys in it and the motor running? Well, that's really careless. That would be really careless, but you would absolutely be able to recover it from a thief steals it, a thief sells it to somebody, you can recover it from that somebody. So your information that you put out is 100% wrong.
Well, no, you're talking from a legal standpoint. And
yes.
And I don't really care about the law because I think the law is often flawed. And I do think that you have an onus of responsibility when it comes to something. And I think that the idea that you can recover anything if you can just show that at one point or another you owned it actually destroys property rights here in the United States. For instance, if you're from, say, the Abenaki Indian tribe, like I know must have frequented my land at some point, that tribe can show that in fact they used that was their land. And they owned it communally for whatever purposes, hunting, agriculture, whatever they did on it, then they should be able to get it back?
Well, no, I don't think so. They didn't. Under Anglo-Saxon law, it wasn't titled land.
Oh, because Anglo-Saxons killed those people?
That.
I understand. But because I'm talking about what's right, not what's legal. And I understand that there's a difference. There's a big difference generally. And
okay, I don't know that there's such a big difference generally, but there certainly may be. In your view, and this is America, and you're entitled to your point of view, but I'm just suggesting nobody should rely upon your information because from a legal standpoint, it's completely wrong.
Yeah, from a legal standpoint, we don't give legal advice here on Free Talk Live.
Cool.
This is all about what we think is right.
Okay, good day.
Okay, well, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So just a little bit more on the topic here. We're not saying that the people that have things stolen from them should not be compensated. I think that the individual who does the stealing, presuming they are caught, should be fully liable for restituting the individual who was the victim. And if it was something that was stolen that was a special keepsake, you know, that was
right. It's hard to use cars and land as examples because now we have titles and we have deeds for land and car, and you wouldn't be making a purchase in good faith if you weren't getting the deed. Do you understand? So if you're buying land, here's $10 for this great piece of land. I guess I own it now. Well, you don't ask anything about a deed, then you haven't purchased it in good faith.
Fire beware on that.
Yeah.
On that.
Sorry,
but if you've got like grandmother's pendant or something like that is very important to you, and the neighborhood kid comes in and steals the pendant and then goes off and sells it somewhere, then I'm sorry, but it's just it's not right to just take that back from the willing buyer who was unaware that it was a stolen property. What is right is to make an offer. What is right is to find out what that person would sell it back for. So, all right, well, I like this pendant a lot. I'll sell it back for, you know, $3,000. And then you go to the thief and you say, well, look, I can't get this pendant back until I have $3,000. You go to the arbitration. Arbitration says, okay, yeah, thief, you need to pay the $3,000, plus you need to pay an extra $1,000 for the lost time and effort and the heartache that this individual has suffered from not having grandmother's pendant in his possession. And I think that all of these things can be made right given people's willingness to cooperate on this. And
right.
And with the right amount of money, most people are willing to cooperate on selling something back to you.
Especially they don't have the same emotional value. They'll
right.
obviously see an opportunity in this. I mean, you know, there's clearly an opportunity to screw
the thief. Right, as it should be.
Right, and that's the person who should be, should get the shaft on this particular one.
And if the person, for whatever reason, if the third party who buys this pendant, grandma's pendant, if this third party doesn't want to sell it, it's the most unique pendant they've ever seen, and they are just so entranced by it that no amount of money would let them, you know, would encourage them to separate themselves from it. Well, then that means that the thief would have to give you X amount of cash, whatever the arbitration decides on is an appropriate amount to compensate you for your lost grandmother's pendant. Maybe that's $20,000.
I've got a special watch from my dad, I got when he passed away, and I can tell you it's very important to me. But $10,000 or $15,000, I might separate myself from it.
Not so important at that point. And so also the thing you need to remember here in this discussion, we're not talking about what's legal. And I think you're right, Mark. There's a lot that's legal that's completely immoral.
And I think that the law largely is trying to fill in the moral holes. But I think that this one, where a person who purchases something in good faith just has to give it back to the person who was clearly irresponsible in some level or another of keeping it, that's just wrong.
So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The important thing to remember that in this world we're discussing, this theoretical world, this free marketplace where we don't have this oppressive, violent monopoly government forcing people to do things and telling them not to do things and so on and so forth that we're so used to, remember, there's going to be significantly less theft. And the reason for that is because, well, there won't be a war on drugs. And the war on drugs is a tremendous incentive towards property crime. Tremendous. Mm. Because crack or meth or heroin or whatever it is the extremely addictive substance is that the addict is looking to acquire is so incredibly expensive as a result of the black marketplace and the people that are operating in the black marketplace increasing their prices by literally thousands of percents. A gram of cocaine is a heck of a lot more than a few aspirin tablets, and it shouldn't be. Because it's just chemical processes. You could make it in a lab and make it for cheap were it legal. So a lot of the crime that is associated with the drug users would disappear. So probably 80%+ of property crimes would literally disappear overnight were you to legalize drugs. So that's one thing. Plus, you've also got the restitution factor, which is a big deterrent. We'll come back and talk about that at 800-259-9231.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com. Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver. 500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade. All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale. It's simply the best colloidal silver available. And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn. An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health is only $19. Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin. 60 caps for only $12. Where? HerbalHealer.com. Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification, are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15. Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier? Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com, but not much time. The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Thank you. Attention gun owners.
You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free How-To Gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food, and a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find features, and they're free, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. So perhaps you're one of the listeners out there in radio land that only gets the show on Saturday night. Well, we do it all week long. So go to freetalklive.com, enjoy the archives for free, and you can click into the archive section and go all the way back to 2006, late 2006, all courtesy of our friends over at HostGator.
Yeah, you may have a young child, young grandchild, niece, nephew. If you want to give them a head start in reading, you can start teaching your baby to read as beginning as early as 3 months. Yes, I said 3 months. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. The best part is, it's risk-free. They have a guarantee there. Just go to babyreadingkit.com. My son Jack has used this course, and he loves it. He just brought the flashcards today to my wife. This isn't pushing your child. It's a course that's fun for them, and they really enjoy it. Babyreadingkit.com, and he's 2.5 years old, and he can read all of his shapes, all of his colors. Babyreadingkit.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Just another thought here real quick, and we'll get right back into your calls. We're talking about the idea of stolen property, and I was pointing out that thieving would happen a lot less often in a free market world, one in which there's no war on drugs, for instance, to drive property crime through the roof. Because you talk to any cop that's being honest with you, and they will tell you that almost everyone they bust for breaking and entering, or holding somebody up at knife or gunpoint, or you know, holding up a store, or whatever the reason is that they're, whatever it is they're doing to get something that they can pawn or get some cash from someone.
Most people aren't stealing money to get bread in the United States.
99 times out of 100, it's going to be that person wanted to buy some drugs, some illegal drugs on the black market. And if those drugs were not illegal, if they were legal, the price would be very, very cheap. And they would be able to afford their habits by working at McDonald's. It wouldn't be a big deal. Most people aren't stealing and robbing to buy their next six-pack, for instance. So you legalize drugs, you eliminate something like 80-plus percent of property crime literally overnight. Talk to the guys at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They will tell you this is true. You can go to leap.cc to learn more about them. But another thing that will help deter theft in a more voluntary society, in a more free market world, is the fact that a thief in a system based on restitution will know that if they get caught, it's not that they just have to sit it out in some jail cell for a little while. Let's say, for instance, they're raking it in. They're breaking into houses left and right, getting gold jewelry and everything, and they're burying it somewhere, right? So there's no chance you're going to get the gold jewelry back because you don't know where, at you as the person that catches the thief, don't know where it is, and he's not talking. But you know that this is the guy. And so in today's world, if you've got enough evidence to show, you got him on video stealing the stuff, for instance, you've got enough evidence for a conviction, he goes to jail. And he sits in jail for some arbitrary amount of time, and then he gets out, and he gets to go to his cache of gold and dig it up, and he's still got all that stuff, right? So it's not a huge, I mean, yeah, nobody wants to go to jail, but it's obviously not that much of a deterrent. Whereas if he was actually forced to pay restitution, or made to pay restitution for the things that he stole, then it wouldn't be so lucrative of a process. The stealing wouldn't be as worthwhile. It wouldn't be as worth the risk because then you have to pay somebody back.
There is restitution today, and sometimes they apply
it,
and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But the thing you've got to figure in is that we all have to pay for the thief to be incarcerated. Instead of him just going to get a job to pay people back not just pay them back, but pay them back in multiples, I would say.
Oh, sure.
Because there has to be some kind of punishment for this, too. That way there's no getting by. This guy can't say, oh, well, I'll steal something and I'll go get three hots and a cot for a while.
Yep. So that's another factor that I think will dramatically reduce the instances of theft. Let's go to your phone calls. Phil is listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Phil.
How are you today?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, two things. One is in relation to this scenario you've developed, who's going to enforce the arbitrator? You're still going to have to have somebody with force and guns and power to enforce what he says.
Sure.
Otherwise, the criminal's just going to say, he's a criminal. I mean, you think he's going to voluntarily just, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I stole from you. I'm just going to give you
the
money
worst
back.
Of the worst of the criminals, no, that's not what I think. I think the worst of the criminals, you're right, you are going to need to use some level of force on that person.
Got bounty hunters today.
To bring them to justice. And, yeah, we do have bounty hunters today. And when you steal something from someone, you no longer, when you violate another person's rights, you no longer have the right to be left alone at that point. So if for instance, this criminal steals something or hurts somebody or whatever the issue is, does some harm to another person or their property, then if they are somebody who is, a dyed-in-the-wool criminal and is a bad, bad person and is not going to come to arbitration voluntarily, then, yeah, bring them in by force. But be careful and make sure you've got the right guy. Because if you make a mistake as a bounty hunter or a protection agency and you pull in the wrong guy and you've aggressed against, you've essentially kidnapped at that point an innocent man, then you become the aggressor and you become fully liable for a kidnapping.
Instead of the citizens of a given municipality having to pay it off when the cops do it wrong.
And when the cops make a mistake and they get the wrong guy, there's no punishment whatsoever.
Little punishment for them.
Cops are very rarely punished personally for making mistakes like that, whereas the private agencies that would be protecting people people and the bounty hunters and such would be fully liable for their actions of getting the wrong guy. Does that make sense?
Well, when you say private agencies, so you're saying there won't be any government police. It'll all be private agencies that handle law enforcement?
Someday in the wonderful future.
This is Never Never Land for Ian.
Yeah, this is, well, I don't think it's Never Never Land. It's just a matter of getting the ideas
okay,
out there
that,
effectively.
Maybe not Never Never.
It's just, yeah, it's
well,
just.
You have to license these bounty hunters. I mean, who's going to be the enforcement to make sure the bounty hunters do the thing they're supposed to do correctly? Suppose they break into your house. Well, there won't be warrants because anybody can just break into your house if they want to. Who is going to be the ultimate enforcement of the Constitution, for that matter?
Well, there wouldn't be a Constitution. Oh, there'd be contracts between you and sort of protection agencies. But you can hire a protection agency to keep people away from your house today, can't you?
Who protects me from the protection agency?
Well, then there'd be competition.
Reputation.
Who protects you against Walmart? Target does. I mean,
reputation would be a major factor here, and I think that's something you're leaving out. And competition does tend, to increase excellence and quality and service and products. And so what we're talking about here, and I understand it's hard to get your mind around. It took me a long time to do it. We're talking about protection services, which is what the so-called law enforcement officers are supposed to be doing today, but they're really out just writing people tickets for a nonsense crap like speeding and drug possession. But we're talking about bringing competition into the realm of justice and bringing competition into the realm of protection services. How could that be a bad thing?
Well, I mean, I'm in the construction business, and I'm at the hammer end of it, and I know that their competition doesn't necessarily keep people honest because there's a lot of the best contractors out there that screw people all the time, and there's enough people who want their services that it doesn't affect their business.
Well, it's not a free market.
Right, and take a look, the licensing, who's going to license these people? What if these contractors are getting licensed from the state? Are you suggesting that the state is doing a poor job of keeping its citizens safe?
No, I don't think they should have to license them at all.
But they don't in New Hampshire. But that's the point I'm trying to make to you is we already have a messed up system. So, Ian's stuff over here might be a little pie in the sky, and it's difficult to think about. But I don't think he thinks this is going to occur in our lifetimes anyway.
But there's not a lot of competition in the contracting fields in most places because are licensed, and so therefore the marketplace is restricted by virtue of the fact that the government has licensed that particular industry. And so if you want to go and start your own construction agency, you'd have to jump through whatever the arbitrary hoops the government people have set up to protect the existing companies. So licensing isn't there to protect the consumers. You pointed out these licensed contractors are screwing people over. So the licensing is there to protect the licensed contractors from upstarts like yourself who might want to start your own business.
Well, if you think there's no competition in the contracting business, go ahead and try to get a job right now. There's too many contractors.
I didn't say there was no competition. I said there's limited competition, and I thank you for the call. At 800-259-9231, it's a restricted marketplace because of licensing. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all
all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, there are ways to do that. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the proceeds. The portion of the sale price goes to Free Talk Live when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So, for instance, I just bought a pair of headphones for the studio here. And, man, they've got almost anything you want to buy at Amazon. They've even got a grocery section now. So pretty much whatever it is you're looking for, whether it's new or used, in many cases, Amazon will have it. So get your shopping done over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Before we continue with your calls, just a little bit more on the idea. And I admit, it is a confusing idea. For me, it took a little while to really begin to wrap my head around it, and I don't really know if I still completely understand it, because I don't know what the marketplace, what the free marketplace, and this that we live in is not a free market, I don't know what the free marketplace will bring as far as protection services are concerned. Some people would suggest that you would have this Defense Rights Organization or DRO. I don't remember what the R stands for, but defense. You know that you would have private agencies that would that you would hire in order to provide you with defense services, or maybe there would be volunteer groups. Or
I think this is so much easier to explain, Ian, if you just talk about the ideas of panarchy. That's with a P. The idea is that governments don't necessarily need to be tied to land masses. At one point in his civilization, people believed that religions need to be tied with land masses. And so if Quakers came into the Puritan lands, the Puritans would hang them and kill them. If, Christians went into Muslim lands, they'd get killed, or vice versa, or whatever. People couldn't imagine the ideas of religions being separated from land masses. Now people of religions live, intermingle all over the United States. Why is it that people need to have governments tied to land masses?
It's always been.
Right. Well, and that's the way religion had always been up till the point, the last couple of centuries. And so, we've seen a change there. So if I go to say I'm from New Hampshire, I go to Florida, I know the laws in New Hampshire. I understand them. I know I don't have to wear a seatbelt if I'm an adult. So those rules would be applied to me while I was in Florida. Some people think that this could be chaos. And it would, but it would require, in the sense that, there'd be some kind of the governments figuring it out, meshing it together. Some governments would have disputes with each other. They have them today, but
it's chaos today where the government just does whatever the heck they want to do.
The government has so many laws out there that you can't possibly read them in four lifetimes. You're telling me that's not chaos? That's absolute abject chaos. When the government has written so many laws that you can't read them in four lifetimes, that they can tell you to do anything they want, anytime, and take your money from you, that's chaos. What we need is a system of competition that requires governments to compete for people's attention.
Like the term government. I think government has certain connotations to it, whereas a private protection agency is something that seems more obvious that you hire them. In this case, you'd be talking about a government that you would hire, that you would opt into.
Which government you want.
Much like you would choose an insurance company or something like that. And it's an interesting way to explain it.
Fire insurance governs your behavior. You're not allowed to set your own house on fire, or at least expect to get paid when you do it. So it's a governing, the contract's a governing document.
But it's difficult to explain these ideas because they aren't the way things have always been, right? It's always been that there's always been a group of men and women calling themselves the government that make arbitrary rules for you to follow, you to live your life by what they say, or else there's a nice cold cage waiting for you. And the idea, there's so many people out there understand that competition is a good thing, that competition brings higher quality products and services to the marketplace. The guy earlier was talking about the construction market. Can you imagine how crappy construction would be if there was only one company that offered it?
They have that. They have that in union-run towns. And like New York City, we were talking to the guy who's helping build the Met Stadium up there. They couldn't get the ramps to meet, the disabled ramps to meet. I mean, yeah, absolutely. You don't have competition, you have shoddy work.
Right. And limited competition means it could be better, right? If the government's in there with its licensing process, it limits the amount of people that can be in the marketplace, the amount of people that can enter the marketplace to offer that service, and that by nature will limit the amount of quality that one can possibly receive, I think, in general. So just try to apply the ideas of competition and how it benefits people to the concept of protection services and to the concept of justice. If you agree with the statement that monopoly is a bad thing and that competition brings good things, then you would have to agree that, monopolies of justice and monopolies of protection are bad things. And there are all kinds of examples of it, just how bad they are. If you've ever been in the so-called justice system, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so what I'd recommend for people that want to learn more about this particular subject, because there's a lot of kind of ins and outs that we're not going to have the time to get to on this program, but there's a great book that I read that I actually had to read. I had to read twice, really, before I could understand what this meant, this idea of bringing competition into these areas that have been traditional monopolies. It's called The Market for Liberty, and I liked it so much I turned it into an audiobook. So you can go to book.freekeen.com, and you can download the audiobook version there. That's book.freekeen.com, and it's totally free. So it's a great book. It was written in the early 1970s, and despite it obviously not being aware of the wonderful technology we have here today, it comes up with some really innovative ideas as to how to transition from getting from this current one-size-fits-all government system to a system where in which you can choose, in which we actually have competition that can bring good things. So I hope that that helps a little bit. 800-259-9231, it explains how market justice might work, how market arbitration or market protection might work. And I say might because we don't know exactly how it would pan out because, well, it would be up to the people in search of profit. It would be up to the people that would be providing those services to come up with innovation that you and I, Mark, as talk show hosts, are not able to do. I mean, we can blab about things we've heard of as far as good ideas.
The whole idea of the marketplace is to increase the ideas that are out there, and the ideas that are best are the ones that are going to work for people. And the idea that we sitting here on the talk show can come up with those best ideas is ludicrous. But I can tell you right now, you can't come up with an alternative to policing. You can't come up with an alternative to, even though like the Guardian Angels have tried to do some stuff like that, but it's difficult to come up with alternatives to policing and judicials and building roads and all that stuff because the government is so ubiquitous and already taxes people for these services.
Let's go to your phone calls. David is listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WKBK. Hello there.
Greetings.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This is you were talking about the different laws in the states. Were you aware that, like, in Vermont, that you can pass a car, you know, like on a two-lane highway, you can pass a car on a double yellow line?
Huh. No, I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, imagine that. So all the people in Vermont, they're thinking it's okay to pass cars on double yellow lines. And then once you leave the state, of course it's not. It's like, you know.
You're not allowed to do that.
It's a big deal once you leave the state. So, you know.
Exactly.
Some states, for instance, it's not a big deal. If you live in California, you know it's not that big of a deal to have marijuana because people, you know, there's the medical marijuana is all over the place. But if you go someplace else, you wouldn't have any idea what the punishments can be in, say, Texas.
I've got a story tonight about a guy that's facing 10 years in prison for having a gram of marijuana in Alabama. It's crazy.
A gram?
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing. That's a joint.
Wow.
So, David, what else did you have
that's
on your mind?
Outrageous. No, that's just, I mean, you mentioned anarchy or something, and to me, that's pretty crazy anarchy if somebody...
No, that wasn't what he said. Mark, you
no,
used the
I
term
mean...
panarchy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a funny term. I don't like the word for it.
Pan meaning multiple, right?
Yeah, pan meaning worldwide and multiple or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's what it is. All right. Well, yeah.
Thanks,
and I
David.
Just thought the double yellow line was nuts.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing
Thanks.
From you. Let's talk to Brad listening.
I'm not going to use that term anymore.
To WKCT in Bowling Green. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight, Brad?
I've been doing a lot of research on this New World Order and the conspiracies that are going on in the government. I want to know how long would it be before we could get our own political movement rebelling against the government?
I don't know exactly what you mean by that question.
I just wanted to try to get the fight up against the conspiracy a little bit more and get people more aware of what's really going on out there.
The fight against the conspiracy?
Against the conspiracy is going on in America right now within our government.
Okay, I want to explore this idea a little further with you, if you don't mind, because we can't do it in 20 seconds, so hang on. 800-259-9231. Use that conspiracy theory buzzword, the New World Order, and I'm not a subscriber. So we will talk about that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. I need to call my Bilderberger Masters to make sure that I get this right here.
The Illuminati doesn't like when we talk about this.
Yeah, we've got to make sure we touch base with them. 800-259-9231. We've got to make sure we get our check this month.
The Trilateral Commission's late on their check.
Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list, that's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation, twice, and the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.